you'll resonate with that even though you're not called to the same thing. So, I mean, obviously, I am not called to be a mother. But I have a calling. And when the calling is not apparently coming about, I resonate with people who are feeling the same thing about their calling. And, you know, for my own self, there is a deep drive and desire that I have to see all of you know what God wants you to do. Know why you were created. Know how that would happen. The vehicles for the life that you are called to live. You know, if I don't do that, if I don't get to that, I failed, is how I feel about it. And when that's not coming about, when that looks like it's far away and unreachable, I have this waiting that settles in on me that it feels like almost nothing will satisfy except to be with you, to be together, to see the faith and the love that you have, the hope that you carry. That reconnects me to the promise of the calling of God, as I suspect it would with you. When you start seeing the faith and the hope and the love of others around you, particularly through their faith in Christ, then that reconnects you to the promise of waiting. And there is a deep, rich, powerful promise in waiting, which is what we've been looking at the Sundays of Advent. We've looked at the practice of waiting. We've looked at the purpose of waiting. Last week, we looked at the peace of waiting. All of that weaves together so that there is a promise in waiting. And that's what we heard with Mary today in the gospel reading. It's just several times. There's waiting that's going on. And in fact, the very last sentence of the gospel reading today, which reads this way: He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever. There is a promise that was made to Abraham, who lived before there was ever a nation of Israel, before much of anything happened, actually, in the history of the world. The world was still new and young, and Abraham is called, and God gives Abraham a promise. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand of the sea. And it will be for all people. The promise given to Abraham was the promise that is for everyone. And the promise is this. We see it in Romans where Paul writes of Abraham and the God that Abraham is serving, that God is the God who calls the dead to new life and those things that are not as if they were. And those are the two ends of the promise that are for everyone, absolutely everyone. It's the promise that we receive. It's the promise that reconnects us to our calling, to the purpose that you are alive. And we can experience this way. If there has ever been anything in your life that you had and now you've lost, it's dead. And God will call that to life. The hope that was around it, the meaning it was for you, the significance it had for you, God will call that hope which died to life. And it may not come back in the same way that it was before. It may not be a repeat of the past and of your history. It may not be the kind of thing that you imagined it to be. But that which is sown corruptible, the gospel says, is raised incorruptible. Something happens to you when you are waiting and you know it's lost and you're just waiting, and then God does something which brings that back to life. That is a promise which is for you and for everyone, for all people. Engaging with God that way happens. And then he is also the God who calls things that are not as if they were. In other words, if you've felt that you've had a promise that has never been fulfilled, that God may have offered you something and you've never held it in your hand, it's never been a part of your life, only in your heart, only in your imagination, in your spirit, God will call that very thing as if it were. The future that is coming will start breaking in to your present. It's like we will pray in a few minutes when we pray the Lord's Prayer. Give us today our daily bread. An accurate and powerful translation of that phrase is, give us tomorrow's bread today. That is God calling things that are not as if they were. That's the hope that you run around with in your life, looking for whatever it is that you're looking for, that God has planted there and promising that it will come. It's the significance that perhaps you feel you've never attained. It is the purpose that you may feel you've never fulfilled. And God says, I will fulfill it in you. That's the promise of waiting. And it begins to be active and present right now, right today. So I wrote that one line. My heart keeps breaking. But I have some friends who have some love. It reconnects me to who I was created to be. That's what happens around the table of the Lord. See, the purpose of the church is not to say who's in, who's out, who's blessed, who's not, who's got it, who doesn't. Well, that's not our purpose. Our purpose is to hold each other up in the promise that is yet to be fulfilled. The promise that died and Jesus is calling back to life, and the promise is yet to come and he's calling it as if it were. Both of those things, that's our purpose. To hold each other up in that as fully and as completely as we can. Because there's just times I can't do it myself. But with you carrying the promise of God, together we can do that with each other. So my question for you this morning is this. Is there something that's died in your life that even now is coming to your mind that God says, I am calling it back to life. I'm raising it from the dead. Is there something that is yet to be fulfilled, yet to happen, that God is saying, that very thing that is not, I am calling it, it is as if it actually is right now. Is there something like that in your spirit? That's God tapping you on the shoulder, getting your attention, saying, that promise is from me. What step does God want you to take into that promise? It may not be the one you imagine, but it'll be from him. Would you please stand? Lord Jesus, we thank you, we praise you that you are the God who calls the dead to life and those things that are not as if they were. We ask that you would today increase the capacity of our hearts to receive the promise you're speaking and walk with you all the days of our life. For the glory of your name. Amen.